Welcome to the White Way, a public service radio program of the Muili'ili Honganji. Muili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.muili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo, in memory of his father, Mr. Shigeo Sorokubo. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Masanori Yamagishi of Kamuela Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Yamagishi.
Good morning, everyone. Aloha. Thank you for listening to the radio program, The White Way, broadcast this morning. Thank you also for this opportunity for sharing the Dharma with you and giving my Dharma talk to you. This program broadcasts on Saturday, May 15. On next coming Friday, May 21st, is Shinran Shonin's birthday. He is our founder of Shin Buddhism, Jodo Shinshu. We celebrate his birthday on May 21st every year. We call it Gotan-e in Japanese. So today, I would like to talk about Shinran Shonin's life story and his teachings for honoring and respecting him. Shinran Shonin was born in Kyoto, Japan in 1173. The idea of Jodo or Pure Land first grew up about 2,500 years ago and developed around 6th and 7th centuries. Buddhism was first introduced to Japan in the middle of the 6th century. But in those days, Buddhism was an aristocratic religion and isolated from ordinary people. Buddhism was well accepted in Japan and very highly developed during the Kamakura period of the 12th and 13th centuries. During that time, Shinran Shonin founded Shin Buddhism, Jodo Shinshu. Shinran Shonin had a profound understanding of the human nature of an ordinary person and the great compassion of Amida Buddha. However, when Shinran Shonin taught about the life of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, to the ordinary people, he was exiled to the northern country of Japan by the Japanese government. He was the first Buddhist priest to lead a married and ordinary family life in public. He partook in regular meals that included fresh meat. He emphasized that the primary vow of Amida Buddha does not discriminate against anyone because of their social or physical conditions or lifestyle. And he declared himself as neither monk nor layman. Shinran Shonin returned to Kyoto at the age of 60. He wrote many works. He strongly hoped to share the teaching of the Nembutsu with the people. Finally, Shinran Shonin passed away at the age of 90 in 1265. 63. He chanted the Nembutsu just before I died. 親鸞 Shōnin lived a life full of ups and downs, and twists and turns. His purpose was just to share the teaching of the Nembutsu for all people. Looking back on his total life, no one else has faced his inner mind as much as 親鸞 Shōnin. The teaching of the Nembutsu means we human beings should just entrust ourselves to Amida Buddha by saying the Nembutsu. Our Buddhism is called Shin Buddhism or Jodo Shinshu in Japanese. Shin means the truth and reality, literally in Japanese. I have an interesting story. When we take off one letter from Shin, it changes the meaning. When we take off a letter of H from S-H-I-N, Shin, it changes to S-I-N, Sin. Sin is a very negative word, as you know. It means an immoral act or a crime. We have to pay attention to say Shin Buddhism, not Sin Buddhism. However, I didn't understand the right pronunciation of Shin. When I first came to the airport by myself in the US, I went to the immigration. I was nervous and worried if I could speak English well to the officer. My turn came and I stood in front of the officer. The officer was scary for me to see. He asked me in his scary voice, "What is the purpose of your trip?" My mind went blank at the moment because I was nervous and scared. I should say, I am a Shin Buddhist, but I said, I am a Sin. I am a Sin Buddhist. The officer looked at me puzzled. I managed to pass through the immigration. I was so tired. I realized later I should pronounce Shin, not Sin. Anyway, 親鸞 Shōnin always faced his inner mind. 親鸞 was always considering how all people can be saved and enlightened. Although he couldn't remove the blind passion from his mind, he encountered the Nembutsu and Amida Buddha as his final answer. The teaching of the Nembutsu means we human beings should just entrust ourselves to Amida Buddha by saying the Nembutsu. 親鸞 Shōnin tells us, entrust yourself to Amida Buddha. Say the Nembutsu. Amida Buddha absolutely saves you. 親鸞 also told us about the Nembutsu in his book, The Kyōgyō Shinshō, The True Teaching, Practice, and Realization of the Pure Land Way. The Nembutsu means the command of the primal vow calling to and summoning us. The primal vow is Amida Buddha's vow for saving all people with no one left. The Nembutsu means the calling from Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha can't stop to save us without expecting anything in return. This is Amida Buddha's primal vow. Shinran Shoni tells us about it, and trust yourself to Amida Buddha as you are. We are here today for celebrating Shinran Shonin's birthday and listening to his teachings for Gotan-e. There is no one who can be enlightened and awakened by oneself without Shakyamuni Buddha. Shinran Shonin also couldn't be enlightened by himself, no matter how hard he trained and studied. However, he found the teaching of the Nembutsu. Although we can't remove our blind passions in our heart and be awakened by ourselves, Amida Buddha must be there for us. We must only entrust ourselves to Amida Buddha with no doubt. We should walk the way of the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening to my Dharma talk. Let's conclude with the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Yamagishi, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 16, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Raymond Takeuchi Jr. of Moiliilihonganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo, and our speaker, Reverend Yamagishi of Kamoela Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend David Akamoto of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.